7 amazing days. 7 days that were way beyond my expectations. So it's been a fantastic week.
You had amazing exhibitors. How gratifying is it to have your week come together when you've done so much planning to lead up to it?
We start basically tomorrow planning for next year's. And next year's is 60th, which is even cooler. And so all those details that you have on paper or on the computer, as you say, and you see it come to life, it's very rewarding. And the speakers that you thought would be good, when they're great, it's even better. Yeah, it's a wonderful, rewarding week. Emily and I put a lot together to make this thing happen. And when it goes successfully, it's wonderful. They say the true success of an event planner is when it looks seamless during. My feet might be going 100 miles an hour under the water, but if they think I'm gliding like a swan, I've done well.
We're with Lori Smith, coordinator for Grey Brews Farmers Week in 2025. What did you like best? And maybe that's a really unfair question, but what did you like best?
I always like the panels every day because you get an opportunity to hear from the producers what's working, what's not working. So I always love them. The keynotes were spectacular, so I like that. I like watching everybody chatting and talking, old friends, new friends talking together, seeing the engagement at the trade show booths. All that is lovely. I get goosebumps easily, and I get a lot of goosebumps during Grey Brews Farmers Week.
Some really terrific guests, and thanks for lining them up for us during the course of the week. I want to ask about an alteration, a change. You say your wheels are in motion for 2026 and the 60th year. Do you know right now what you would change and upgrade?
This is my 20th year, so we kind of have a well-oiled machine, I would say. Right now, we're looking to figure out what to do to celebrate 60 years. There's a lot of conferences that started like ours around 66, and they're no longer. So we really need to celebrate. We've lasted 60 years, and what do? So we're talking about cakes, and we're talking about free admission for the 60th person that walks in the door, all those little nuggets to make it a grand celebration.
Well, we hope we're a big part of it. Last couple of questions for Lori Smith. The diversity of farming and agricultural in this area, how important is that to the success of this show?
So basically, we have 7 days, 7 commodity days to reflect the major commodities in the area. And so there hasn't been much movement in those commodities, so we've maintained those 7 days. But we have to continually watch the numbers. And if there is a decline in numbers, perhaps we need to make a decision about that particular day. We're not going to make any of those decisions for the 60th because I don't want to yank any programs. But long term, we need to figure out what we should do in the future. Always need to continue to evaluate live streaming. The live streaming numbers picked up as the week went on, so live streaming will stay, I believe. And we really need to work harder to ensure that everybody here knows that they can access those recordings afterwards, because that seems to be a block that we can't get through people's heads. So everyone that bought a ticket can actually watch all the recordings for 30 days for their day, and there's also 20 on-demands they can watch. So what great value for their $50.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Finally, Lori, what do the farmers say? Because I'm assuming farmers are like golfers, that they're not shy about telling you what's what.
Well, usually they send their comments at the registration table as they're going out the door, and I'm never out here, so I kind of miss out on those. But no, there have been amazing comments this week from the farmers, but also the speakers. When you have speakers that speak all over North America and they tell you that, you're the most organized conference that they've ever been at, or that we're the most communicative of all the conferences they work with, it really feels good. We're doing a good job.